Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It is At Your Service on Newstalk 1120 KMOX. One thing leads to another, plays us into the 9 o'clock hour here. That's kind of appropriate because the way things have been going in politics lately, one thing does lead to another. So the House impeached Mayorkas that we just talked about, George Santos got thrown out last year, and it left the thin Republican margin in the U.S. House even thinner. And the way things are going right now, 51% of the vote is in, but the Democrat is winning that seat, which used to be his seat, by the way, until he tried to run for another seat, so he had to give that one up. And that's how Santos ended up getting into that seat anyway. But right now he's got about a 16,000-plus vote margin with 51% of the vote in, so it is 59 to 41% on the count. But there's still 49%. So in the words of Jim Carrey, I still got a chance. We are going to say hello to State Representative Phil Christofanelli, who is joining us on the guest line. Representative, how are you, sir?
Good to be with you, Mike.
Hey, appreciate you taking some time. I know you're in the middle of everything. Like, your week just got started. So this is Wednesday, I guess, in legislative terms in Jeff City, isn't it?
Yes. So, we'll they're actually taking tomorrow off because they're all going out to the Chiefs parade.
There'll
be committee work to be done. And so I'll start there tomorrow morning for the Education Committee. But many of the legislators are going to support our Super Bowl champions, the Chiefs, at the Kansas City parade tomorrow.
Are you going or are you going to stay at the Capitol?
I will not be there. I will not be there. I'll be back in the Capitol doing the people's work.
Look at you.
When our friends return, I will share in their support for the Chiefs, and hopefully we'll get some policy work done.
Well, at least there is policy work that is getting done on the House side. Now, on the Senate side, it seems to be a completely different story. I was talking with some friends who live up in Chicago, And they actually work with the Chicago City Council. And I was talking about how bad the Senate seems to be this year. And they said, oh, if you think the Missouri Senate's bad, you should see the Chicago City Council. He said, that's a whole new level of dysfunction. But in the House, you guys have already got some bills passed so far this year, haven't you?
You know, well, we've been working through the legislation and doing so in a way that's perhaps more functional than the other side of the building. Now, is it the legislation that I, as a conservative, would have fast-tracked to the House floor? No, but we are moving along on the policy work, and we are at least making sure that we get the basic steps done to deliver on our constitutional obligation to the people of our state.
It seems to be right now that the initiative petition reform is a hot button issue over in the Senate. But am I correct in understanding that the Speaker of the House is going to let the Senate deal with that first, and then the House will take it up once the Senate is done?
It's kind of a parallel process, Mike. So
okay,
there'll be a Senate bill and there'll be a House bill, and both sides are going to work on their bills, and then they'll cross over to the other side of the building, and the other chamber will act on what the opposing chamber has done. But I will tell you that traditionally, the Senate, once they've made a resolution on a matter, their position on issues tends to prevail over the House position, just based on the power dynamics between the chambers.
So they decide, no, our bill's done. Once we get done speaking on an issue, we're through.
Right. And so the idea that, you know, we're going to come back with an alternative proposal, theoretically possible, but practically rarely occurs.
Yeah, I've been married for 33 years. I know exactly how that works. I can offer an alternative proposal, but once she makes up her mind, the issue's done. I can understand that exactly. Well, another issue that seems to be a high point issue this year is doing something with education, and specifically school choice. I know they've been talking about that's going to be one of the next things that the Senate takes up, but that's something that you're involved with over on the House side, isn't it?
It's something that I'm very involved with. In fact, when I passed the first school choice bill in over 20 years in the state of Missouri that allows, low-income students to leave their failing government public school and attend a private option of their own choosing, that was a bill that came out of the House and was delivered over to the Senate side with the message that they better take it or leave it because we're not taking it up again. And so kind of an exception to the general rule. And so that program went into effect in 2022. And since that time, you know, it's raised over $25 million and has allowed over 1,500 students to attend a school of their choice for the first time in their lives. Which is really an incredible opportunity in a world, Mike, sadly, where we have nearly two-thirds of students in some school districts, especially in the St. Louis area, that are not reading at even a basic level, which, quite frankly, Mike, means they can't read. And that's a real devastating outcome for our state education system. And so these choice options are really, really critical to our success as a region. And so we passed that program, and now I have filed legislation that would essentially triple that program in size and take it from our urban centers to across the entire state. And I think that, you know, as legislators, one of our fundamental obligations under the Constitution is to ensure access to an adequate public education. And this is one of the ways that we can fulfill on that basic constitutional duty. And I'm very hopeful that the legislature will move forward on it.
So just so I'm clear, what you did with the first bill, did it have a limitation that said it had to be under a certain population And then this one allows for rule? Is that understanding it correctly?
It does. So because we have in our state, we have a Republican supermajority, Mike, but we don't have a conservative supermajority. There's really only a fraction of the legislature that I would call conservative. And so we, in order to pass things that are in our Republican platform, like school choice, have to work with a lot of really moderate Republicans. And those Republicans, unfortunately, forced us to pare down our original school choice bill from one that was pretty vigorous to one that was limited to certain geographical regions in the state and was capped at $25 million. And so what I propose to do now would be to take that program that we passed in 2022 and expand it to be across the entire state so that every part of the state can participate, and to put the cap at $75 million. So we can have three times as many students enrolled in the program.
Do you get a sense of why we can't seem to fix education? I mean, I understand your bill, and I get why your bill is needed, and I agree it is. It just feels like there are a number of schools across the state, and mainly in a lot of the high metropolitan areas, that for whatever reason, we throw a lot of money at the schools, but the schools don't seem to be producing results that you would expect with more money coming into there. Do you get a sense of why that disconnect is there?
Well, there's a lot of reasons why, Mike, and to put my finger on just one would be an overstatement, but I would tell you on a very high level, what does the government do well? Virtually nothing, okay? They're good at wars and collecting taxes and very few other things after that. There's a reason we don't want a government healthcare system in this country, and that's because government trying to provide goods and services is always a central planning failure. What we want is for our markets to provide better products at a lower price. And so the entire idea of a government-provided education, I think, is backwards looking. And so I think we need to infuse our education system with market principles that allow our best and brightest to deliver those products and services to the public in better ways and at lower prices. And that's really what we're seeing the states across the country that are leading on education, like Florida, and recently Arkansas and Iowa and Tennessee. We're seeing those states embrace a free and parent and child-centered approach to providing education, which empowers parents to use their tax dollars to select the school that is best for them. And then the schools and the provider side compete to provide the best education services to the public in the most cost-effective way possible. And so that's the vision that I have for education in this system. And I'm not ashamed of it, because if we look at the data from the government-centered education system that we have right now, it has utterly failed children, and it has utterly failed the most disenfranchised members of our community more than anyone else. And so I think if we're going to fight for anything as Republicans, that's a good place to start.
We're talking with State Representative Phil Christofernelli, who is out in the St. Charles area, and he is running for the Senate, which is the seat that Senator Igel has, and talking about how the government tends to be dysfunction in running things. The border is a great example of how dysfunctional the government can be. And the higher level you go, the more dysfunctional it tends to get. But you actually filed a resolution on the border as well.
You know, it's an interesting topic, Mike, because securing the border is one of the functions that the government should actually be good at. Like, they have all the equipment, they have all the resources. If they wanted to secure the border, I think they would actually be highly effective at doing so. But the problem at the border, Mike, is not one of government efficiency. It is one of political opposition and dysfunction. The left in this country does not want a secure border, and they're actively obstructing attempts to create a secure border because they want a free flow of cheap labor and they want a free flow of potential future Democrat voters. And that's why when Governor Abbott stood up for himself and his state and the American people and said that our country is actually being invaded by the hundreds of thousands of migrants that are moving across our southern border, and started to take steps to secure the border himself, he received such an adverse reaction from the people in Washington and the Biden administration because he took the bold stand of standing up for the American people. And so I filed a resolution that said that Missouri stands with Texas. It stands with the moves of Governor Abbott to place the Texas National Guard down at the border to secure our southern border, where the federal government has failed. And it calls on our governor to join with Governor Abbott in sending Missouri National Guard troops down to that region to ensure that our southern border is kept safe. And in fact, I received a text message earlier today that would suggest that the governor of Missouri is soon going to announce his plan to deploy our resources in this common effort. And I think that's a very good move.
You know, it seems like when you had the previous administration, they had the same tools that the current administration has. One was able to fairly well secure the border, and the current one has not done that at all. So you get the idea that it's kind of intentional that you're seeing these things play out. Hey, I need to let you run here in just a second. I really appreciate your time tonight, State Representative Phil Christofernelli from District 105. But being good St. Charles County people, law-abiding St. Charles County, let's say it that way, right? So the former prosecuting attorney Tim Lomar used to tell me, at any given time in St. Charles County, the residents of the county jail, up to 70% of them of the residents of the jail are not St. Charles County residents. And you've actually filed a bill that makes the folks who are their home county pay for their time that they're going to sit in St. Charles County jails, haven't you?
That's absolutely right, Mike. It's outrageous that the city of St. Louis thinks that they can allow people to engage in criminal lawlessness in their region, and when they're done looting and pillaging the city, allows them to come out to St. Charles and engage in the same type of behavior. I understand that the city of St. Louis doesn't wish to enforce their laws, but our county very much will. And I do not believe that our county taxpayers should have to bear the cost of the city's lawlessness. It costs $150 a day every day a resident of the city of St. Louis spends a night in the St. Charles County Jail for the criminal activity in which they've engaged. And this has resulted in millions and millions of dollars of costs to our taxpayer that have been a result of their citizens' activity. And so I have proposed something very simple, and that is at the end of each month, we're going to calculate every day that a St. Louis City resident has spent in our prisons, and we are going to send that bill to St. Louis City, and under state statute, they will be compelled to pay us our costs. I think this is common sense, and I don't see how they could have any objection. And if they have a problem with paying the cost of their citizens' criminal lawless activity in our county, my proposition to them would be to enforce the laws that they have back home, and they can take care of it there before they show up here.
I think that's a fantastic idea, especially when you consider that St. Charles County government budget, 63% of it goes to public safety. So you have a large cost in what you're talking about that is happening because people from outside of St. Charles County decide, hey, St. Charles County's got some really nice stuff. Let's go steal it. So if they're going to come out and commit a crime, it kind of makes sense that their folks are going to have to pay the bill. So I appreciate you fighting the good fight. How is the campaign going for Senate? I know it's got to be tough to run for a Senate seat while you're still serving in the House. How do you work that out?
You know, it's a delicate balance. Every time I'm back home, I'm out there in our community, knocking doors, going to events, meeting with people that care about the future of our area and our region, and I'm getting a great response. I feel very good about our chances. I've served in the Missouri House for 8 years now. I have the highest ranked conservative voting record of any member of the Missouri legislature at this time. And I'm going to take that conservative principle over to the Missouri Senate. We are getting an outpouring of support from our community. I've received many endorsements from the elected officials that live in Eastern St. Charles County. We're getting yard sign commitments every day, and I feel really, really great about our chances to continue Senator Igel's conservative legacy over in the Missouri Senate.
Well, I enjoyed seeing you at the Boys and Girls Club event. That was a fantastic event that happened on Saturday night. It was good to see you there. I know you're always out and about in the community, and I appreciate you taking some time and blowing off the Chiefs party just so you could spend some time with us tonight on At Your Service.
Glad to be with you, Mike. Happy to come back anytime.
Appreciate it. That is State Representative Phil Christofanelli, District 105 in the House, fighting the good fight. And he is running for Senate, so we'll see how that works out. We will be back in just a minute. This is At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam, and this is News Talk 1120 KMOX.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's double Van Halen bumper music. You gotta love Panama. Hey, it's 30 minutes past the hour in the middle of America. This is At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for hanging out tonight. It's always good to talk to Phil Christofanelli. I really like that guy. He's a guy who, he reminds me a lot of Congressman Blaine Lutzemeyer. They're both people who, they just dig in and get work done. So they're not people that are out chasing the spotlight. I've asked Phil to do radio interviews numerous times, and he's like, man, I got this going on, I got that going on. And it's normally committee work that he's doing, meeting with folks late in the evening, that he'll still be working to try to get stuff done. So he's a guy who has the opportunity to be in the spotlight a lot more, but he's more about getting the work done. So that's one of the reasons why I'm really going to miss Blaine Lutzemeyer in Congress, because Blaine has announced this is it for him. He's not running for re-election. I think there's five or six people right now that have thrown their hat in the ring that they're running for Congressman Lutzemeyer's seat. And I don't think anybody actually lives in the district that's running so far, which is crazy that you don't have to actually live in a U.S. Congress district to run for it. Did you know that? You don't have to actually live in the district. You have to live in the state, but you don't have to live in the district. So you could live in St. Louis City, and you could run for the congressional district in northern Missouri. It's okay. As long as those folks will vote you in, then you can win, and you can serve. I don't even think you have to move there after you win, but we'll see how that goes. The congressional race to backfill George Santos's seat that he lost for being crazy. That is currently the Democrat is winning in that race. There's 69% of the vote that's in, and he has got a 14,000-ish vote lead, almost 71,000 to 56,000. So it's looking like, unless the last votes that come in are just all Republican, odds not good that it's going to be that way. It looks like the Democrats are going to shrink the margin of the separation between the Republicans and Democrats. You know, when you get to this point where the numbers are almost even, and that's pretty much where they are, I think the Republicans are going to have a 3-vote lead after this. If I'm correct on my House numbers, I should ask Maria Kina. She's probably up on all this stuff, but it is razor thin, and it's one of those kind of things where, you know, Phil was talking about, we may all be Republicans, but we're not all the same Republican, and we don't always think in one monolithic thought pattern. And you see Democrats generally line up together better than Republicans do. It's very rare. The Democrats may fight, and you'll have the squad, and then you'll have the blue dog Democrats, and you'll have all of this stuff where they say all kinds of different things. And some are way more liberal, and some are more conservative. But when it comes to voting, the Democrats typically line up and vote together. The Republicans mostly line up and vote together, which when you have a supermajority like you have in the Missouri House or the Missouri Senate, you don't have to have everybody. You can get it done just with that vast majority that you have. You can lose a few stragglers along the way, and it's okay. But when you're in the U.S. House, you can't afford to lose anybody. In the Mayorkas vote today, you actually had 3 Republicans who voted against impeaching him. All the Democrats voted together. So you had 4 members of the House, 2 Republicans and 2 Democrats, who actually did not vote today. That made the magic number 214 is what the Republicans needed. And unlike last time when they did this, somebody figured out how to count noses the correct way. And the 3 people who voted against Mayorkas last time, against impeaching him, voted against impeaching him again this time. My guess is those 3 people live in Democrat districts. So they're swimming upstream, if you will. So I understand when you get to areas like that, it gets tricky. But if you're one of those holdout people, like they know these 3 aren't going to do it. If you're one of those people who wants to play politics and say, what could I get for my home district? Man, do you have leverage. I mean, massive leverage. And let's be honest, there are some folks in D.C. that are going to play that all the way to the hilt. and they are going to try and figure it out. We'll see. We'll see how this thing is playing out. 69% of the vote is in Long Island, and it's looking like the Democrats going to take that seat. We will find out. It's At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for hanging out on News Talk 1120 KMOX. It is At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam. The weather has been fantastic lately. And I looked at my weather app the other day and I took a screenshot of it and I shared it on my Facebook page because, yes, I'm over 50, so I still do Facebook. And it was just, the question is, spring? Like, are we done with winter? Because it feels like it. I mean, it feels like winter was here for a little bit. We got a taste of it. We had a little bit of ice. It was really flipping cold there for a few days, like below zero cold, wind chill of 26 below, freezer off. But today it was 59, and tomorrow it's going to be sunny and 60. Like the overnight low is 36. But just when you think you've turned a corner, we get to the weekend. Why does the weekend get the crappy weather? It sucks. You work and you have sunny in 59, sunny in 60 in February, and then Thursday is going to be 54, but you get to Friday and there's a chance of snow and 38 degrees, and Saturday is 39 degrees. But then when you go back to work or you get to Sunday, it's going to be 54, and then you're going to get back into the 50s and 60s next week. So I don't know. That whole rodent thing, the groundhog, when he came out and didn't see his shadow, then you're like, hey, it's early spring, no six more weeks of winter, none of that, right? And so far, I'll be dog, the rodent was right so far. So we'll see how that plays out, but I'm hoping that it continues to be that way. I'm not a global warming, global climate change type person. That's just not me, right? I believe the climate is changing, but I'm old enough to remember when I was a kid. And if you go to YouTube and you Google it, Google the 70s ice age. And if you go to YouTube and you Google it, you will see legitimate news reports from legit, like CBS News, talking about the coming ice age, the second coming ice age that was going to happen. And by the time we got to 2030, New York was supposed to be getting ice. Legit. I mean, that's the way it we're talking about. So they talked about for the last 20 years or so, maybe more, all the polar ice caps are melting. Now, mind you, I have a communications degree. I'm not a scientist. I don't know anything about that. But it sure seems like to me there's an ebb and flow of that's happened of the climate over the last 150 years that we've been able to trace. Anytime somebody talks about millions of years, I call BS on that because you have no way. There's just no way to know. But I think you're making stuff up at that point. But even just looking at the last 150 years, about every 50 years, you see this change. It's burning up or we got ice on the way. And we are in between those two extremes. And it just seems to be getting there or not getting there. So I don't know. Is it climate change? Yeah, the climate's changing. Are we causing it? Probably some. Speeding it up, slowing it down? Probably. But is it everything that Al Gore is making it out to be? No. Al Gore made millions of dollars by telling you that the oceans are going to be boiling by 2030. Are they? No, it's probably not going to happen. It's just an opportunity for that guy to make millions of dollars, which he has. And pretty much everything that he predicted, not happened. Pretty much everything. Look at their timelines. All these guys who are prediction people, whenever they predict, they're wrong. Remember the people who talked about the second coming was happening and the space people were going to come up, and they had these people who laid down in their beds with these sneakers and they covered themselves with these pennants, looking flags they put over themselves, and they were expecting that the aliens were going to come pick them up and take them that night. Anybody who does those kind of predictions, they're always wrong. Never right. Not even once. I mean, you would think, a blind squirrel finds a nut. But no, not any of these guys. They don't get it done either. So I have no idea what's going to happen in terms of the climate. All I know is it's going to be a really nice day tomorrow. And next week is going to be even nicer than it is this week. So I'm looking forward to that. We'll talk a little bit more about what's going on with the New York House seat. And wrap up the At Your Service show for this lovely Tuesday evening while Drake is banging it out right down the street at the Enterprise Center. It's At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam. This is News Talk 1120 KMOX. It's At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. You know, we didn't do any Drake bumper music tonight. Not even one.
Not a whole lot of appropriate Drake bumper music for me to play.
This is true. We'd have to edit a lot of Drake stuff. So probably not going to happen. It's been fun being back for a second time. Two times in one afternoon. Two times in 6 hours, actually, was great. Thanks to Dave Glover and the Dave Glover Show for having me on earlier today. That was fun. It's always good to hang out with Glover. He's a really smart guy, and he always picks up super interesting topics. It's just good to hang out with those guys. So that was fun earlier today. It's been fun hanging out here tonight. It was really good to talk to Sicardi Bruce and Rich Pisani. They are the chairman and the president of the St. Louis Ambassadors. If you're not familiar with them, you can Google them, look them up online, stlouisambassadors.com. If you want to get involved, they would love to have you. There's about 1,000 people that are members of the St. Louis Ambassadors. They've even expanded now, and they've gotten out to St. Louis County as part of that now, but they've got into St. Charles County Ambassadors that is another group, but there's others around the area. Just looking for folks who want to dig in and make a difference in your community. I should rephrase that. Dig in and make a positive difference in your community, because that's what these guys are doing. And they're getting out there and making sure that they're spreading a positive message. A positive thing that did not happen tonight from a Republican side is they lost a House seat. Schwozzi, I think is how you say this guy's name. It's S-U-O-Z-Z-I. It was his congressional seat, and he won it back tonight. So they don't have all the votes in. They're at 83%, and he's up by about 13,000 votes. But all the news services have called it, and she has conceded to him. So the Democrats are going to get another number on their side, which means that Republican majority is going to shrink even more. So it's going to be curious to see what's going to happen. It's a good thing, I guess, that the House was able to get their impeachment of Secretary Mayorkas done today, because it looks like they're probably not going to get a lot done moving forward. It's going to be interesting to see how they're going to play and what they're going to get done, if anything, because it seems like the Republicans in the House and the Republicans in the Senate are on two different marching orders as to what they want to get done. They can't seem to agree on border packages. They can't agree on Israel money, Ukraine money, Taiwan money. They just can't seem to agree on much of anything. So I guess the good news for us is go and do no harm. You know, if they don't pass anything, the good news for us is they're not going to make your life any worse. That's kind of good. I'll take that. It's funny with Missouri. You have the House that seems to be getting some things done. Representative Phil Christofanelli from the 105th District in St. Charles County was on with us earlier tonight. And Phil was actually talking about the House is getting some things passed on the Missouri House side. Now, when you go to the Senate is getting to be the thing of who wants to filibuster today. At the beginning of the Missouri Senate, you had Republicans who were part of the used to be conservative caucus, is now Freedom Caucus. And they had about 7 members. They're down to 6. But They've got six members now as part of this Freedom Caucus. Now, if you don't pay attention to the Missouri Senate, don't feel bad. You really haven't missed anything other than some soap opera type stuff that's been going on. But there are 34 senators in the Missouri Senate. 10 of them are Democrat. The other 24, if I did my math correctly, growing up in Arkansas, are Republican. Now, as I talked about before, Democrats tend to stand together whether they disagree or not. They tend to vote as a bloc. Republicans vote as a storm. And you can finish the rest of that phrase, but they just can't seem to get it together. So you had the Freedom Caucus folks who didn't get what they wanted with IP reform the way that they wanted it. So they started filibustering everything. Well, now they're coming back and they're trying to get some stuff done. And the Democrats have decided they're going to filibuster and they're going to hold things up. I'm curious if they're going to get anything done over the rest of this year, because whether you've got the Freedom Caucus people who are going to filibuster or you've got the Democrats that are going to filibuster, at the end of the day, none of them are going to get anything done. Here's the interesting thing that I'm curious about. So initiative petition is what IP reform is. And what that really is they want to make it harder to amend the Missouri Constitution. It is one of the easiest processes to amend the Missouri Constitution as it is any constitution in any state in America. Missouri has one of the easiest processes, and generally, you would want it to be hard to amend your constitution. You can pass bills, and you can do all kinds of different things to put laws in place, but it doesn't have to be in the Constitution. Not everything has to be in the Constitution, but they're trying to get it to where it becomes harder. Now, the folks who want to make Missouri more abortion-friendly are out gathering signatures right now, and they're going to put an abortion amendment in the Missouri Constitution on the ballot later on this year. Whether it's going to be August or whether it's going to be November, we don't know yet, but they're going to do it on one. And a lot of folks who've said, with law degrees, have said, you know, even if the Senate passes this initiative petition reform, it's not going to be the new law that's going to they're going to have to play under. So it's going to be interesting. There's going to be lawsuits because we've got a lot of lawyers and they need to make some money. We've had a great time hanging out tonight. I hope you have. Thanks for hanging out on At Your Service. I will be back here next Thursday, so you get a break from Mike Elam for a while. Matt's pretty happy about that. You guys have a wonderful week, and I will catch you back later. Mike Elam, At Your Service, on News Talk 1120, KMOX.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam. The weather has been fantastic lately. And I looked at my weather app the other day and I took a screenshot of it and I shared it on my Facebook page because, yes, I'm over 50, so I still do Facebook. And it was just, the question is, spring? Like, are we done with winter? Because it feels like it. I mean, it feels like winter was here for a little bit. We got a taste of it. We had a little bit of ice. It was really flipping cold there for a few days, like below zero cold, wind chill of 26 below, freezer off. But today it was 59, and tomorrow it's going to be sunny and 60. Like the overnight low is 36. But just when you think you've turned a corner, we get to the weekend. Why does the weekend get the crappy weather? It sucks. You work and you have sunny in 59, sunny in 60 in February. And then Thursday is going to be 54, but you get to Friday and there's a chance of snow and 38 degrees. And Saturday is 39 degrees. But then when you go back to work or you get to Sunday, it's going to be 54. And then you're going to get back into the 50s and 60s next week. So I don't know. That whole rodent thing, the groundhog, when he came out and didn't see his shadow, then you're like, hey, it's early spring, no six more weeks of winter, none of that, right? And so far, I'll be dogged, the rodent was right so far. So we'll see how that plays out, but I'm hoping that it continues to be that way. I'm not a global warming, global climate change type person. That's just not me, right? I believe the climate is changing, but I'm old enough to remember when I was a kid. And if you go to YouTube and you Google it, Google the 70s ice age. And if you go to YouTube and you Google it, you will see legitimate news reports from legit, like CBS News, talking about the coming ice age, the second coming ice age that was going to happen. And by the time we got to 2030, New York was supposed to be getting ice. Legit. I mean, that's the way it we're talking about. So they talked about for the last 20 years or so, maybe more, all the polar ice caps are melting. Now, mind you, I have a communications degree. I'm not a scientist. I don't know anything about that. But it sure seems like to me there's an ebb and flow of that's happened to the climate over the last 150 years that we've been able to trace. Anytime somebody talks about millions of years, I call BS on that. Because you have no way. There's just no way to know. But I think you're making stuff up at that point. But even just looking at the last 150 years, about every 50 years, you see this change. It's burning up, or we got ice on the way. And we are in between those two extremes. And it just seems to be getting there or not getting there. So, I don't know. Is it climate change? Yeah, the climate's changing. Are we causing it? Probably some. Speeding it up, slowing it down? Probably. But is it everything that Al Gore is making it out to be? No. Al Gore made millions of dollars by telling you that the oceans are going to be boiling by 2030. Are they? No. It's probably not going to happen. It's just an opportunity for that guy to make millions of dollars, which he has. And pretty much everything that he predicted, not happened. Pretty much everything. Look at their timelines. All these guys who are prediction people, whenever they predict, they're wrong. Remember the people who talked about the second coming was happening and the space people were going to come up, and they had these people who laid down in their beds with the sneakers and they covered themselves with these pennants-looking flags they put over themselves, and they were expecting that the aliens were going to come pick them up and take them that night. Anybody who does those kind of predictions, they're always wrong. Never right. Not even once. I mean, you would think, a blind squirrel finds a nut. But no, not any of these guys. They don't get it done either. So I have no idea what's going to happen in terms of the climate. All I know is it's going to be a really nice day tomorrow. And next week is going to be even nicer than it is this week. So I'm looking forward to that. We'll talk a little bit more about what's going on with the New York House seat and wrap up the At Your Service show for this lovely Tuesday evening while Drake is banging it out right down the street at the Enterprise Center. It's At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam. This is News Talk 1120 KMOX. It's At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. You know, we didn't do any Drake bumper music tonight. Not even one.
Not a whole lot of appropriate Drake bumper music for me to play.
This is true. We'd have to edit a lot of Drake stuff. So probably not going to happen. It's been fun being back for a second time. Two times in one afternoon. Two times in 6 hours, actually, was great. Thanks to Dave Glover and the Dave Glover Show for having me on earlier today. That was fun. It's always good to hang out with Glover. He's a really smart guy, and he always picks up super interesting topics. It's just good to hang out with those guys. So that was fun earlier today. It's been fun hanging out here tonight. It was really good to talk to Sicardi Bruce and Rich Pisani. They are the chairman and the president of the St. Louis Ambassadors. If you're not familiar with them, you can Google them, look them up online, stlouisambassadors.com. If you want to get involved, they would love to have you. There's about 1,000 people that are members of the St. Louis Ambassadors. They've even expanded now, and they've gotten out to St. Louis County as part of that now, but they've got into St. Charles County Ambassadors, that is another group, but there's others around the area. Just looking for folks who want to dig in and make a difference in your community. I should rephrase that. Dig in and make a positive difference in your community, because that's what these guys are doing. And they're getting out there and making sure that they're spreading a positive message. A positive thing that did not happen tonight from a Republican side is they lost a House seat. Schwozzi, I think is how you say this guy's name. It's S-U-O-Z-Z-I. It was his congressional seat, and he won it back tonight. So they don't have all the votes in. They're at 83%, and he's up by about 13,000 votes. But all the new services have called it, and she has conceded to him. So the Democrats are going to get another number on their side, which means that Republican majority is going to shrink even more. So it's going to be curious to see what's going to happen. It's a good thing, I guess, that the House was able to get their impeachment of Secretary Mayorkas done today, because it looks like they're probably not going to get a lot done moving forward. It's going to be interesting to see how they're going to play and what they're going to get done, if anything, because it seems like the Republicans in the House and the Republicans in the Senate are on two different marching orders as to what they want to get done. They can't seem to agree on border packages. They can't agree on Israel money, Ukraine money, Taiwan money. They just can't seem to agree on much of anything. So I guess the good news for us is go and do no harm. You know, if they don't pass anything, the good news for us is they're not going to make your life any worse. That's kind of good. I'll take that. It's funny, with Missouri, you have the House that seems to be getting some things done. Representative Phil Christofanelli from the 105th District in St. Charles County was on with us earlier tonight. And Phil was actually talking about the House is getting some things passed on the Missouri House side. Now, when you go to the Senate is getting to be the thing of who wants to filibuster today. At the beginning of the Missouri Senate, you had Republicans who were part of the used to be conservative caucus, is now Freedom Caucus. And they had about 7 members. They're down to 6. But they've got 6 members now as part of this Freedom Caucus. Now, if you don't pay attention to the Missouri Senate, don't feel bad. You really haven't missed anything other than some soap opera type stuff that's been going on. But there are 34 senators in the Missouri Senate. 10 of them are Democrat. The other 24, if I did my math correctly, growing up in Arkansas, are Republican. Now, as I talked about before, Democrats tend to stand together whether they disagree or not. They tend to vote as a block. Republicans vote as a storm. And you can finish the rest of that phrase, but they just can't seem to get it together. So you had the Freedom Caucus folks who didn't get what they wanted with IP reform the way that they wanted it. So they started filibustering everything. Well, now they're coming back and they're trying to get some stuff done. And the Democrats have decided they're going to filibuster and they're going to hold things up. I'm curious if they're going to get anything done over the rest of this year, because whether you've got the Freedom Caucus people who are going to filibuster or you've got the Democrats that are going to filibuster, at the end of the day, none of them are going to get anything done. Here's the interesting thing that I'm curious about. So initiative petition is what IP reform is. And what that really is they want to make it harder to amend the Missouri Constitution. It is one of the easiest processes to amend the Missouri Constitution as it is any constitution in any state in America. Missouri has one of the easiest processes, and generally, you would want it to be hard to amend your constitution. You can pass bills and you can do all kinds of different things to put laws in place, but it doesn't have to be in the Constitution. Not everything has to be in the Constitution. But they're trying to get it to where it becomes harder. Now, the folks who want to make Missouri more abortion-friendly are out gathering signatures right now, and they're going to put an abortion amendment in the Missouri Constitution on the ballot later on this year. Whether it's going to be August or whether it's going to be November, we don't know yet. But they're going to do it on one. And a lot of folks who've said, with law degrees, have said, you know, even if the Senate passes this initiative petition reform, it's not going to be the new law that's going to they're going to have to play under. So it's going to be interesting. There's going to be lawsuits because we've got a lot of lawyers and they need to make some money. We've had a great time hanging out tonight. I hope you have. Thanks for hanging out on At Your Service. I will be back here next Thursday, so you get a break from Mike Elam for a while. Matt's pretty happy about that. You guys have a wonderful week, and I will catch you back later. Mike Elam, At Your Service, on News Talk 1120, KMOX. It's At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. You know, we didn't do any Drake bumper music tonight. Not even one.
Not a whole lot of appropriate Drake bumper music for me to play.
This is true. We'd have to edit a lot of Drake stuff. So probably not going to happen. It's been fun being back for a second time. 2 times in 1 afternoon. 2 times in 6 hours, actually, was great. Thanks to Dave Glover and the Dave Glover Show for having me on earlier today. That was fun. It's always good to hang out with Glover. He's a really smart guy, and he always picks up super interesting topics. It's just good to hang out with those guys. So that was fun earlier today. It's been fun hanging out here tonight. It was really good to talk to Sicardi Bruce and Rich Pisani. They are the chairman and the president of the St. Louis Ambassadors. If you're not familiar with them, you can Google them, look them up online, stlouisambassadors.com. If you want to get involved, they would love to have you. There's about 1,000 people that are members of the St. Louis Ambassadors. They've even expanded now, and they've gotten out to St. Louis County as part of that now, but they've got into St. Charles County Ambassadors that is another group, but there's others around the area. Just looking for folks who want to dig in and make a difference in your community. I should rephrase that. Dig in and make a positive difference in your community, because that's what these guys are doing. And they're getting out there and making sure that they're spreading a positive message. A positive thing that did not happen tonight from a Republican side is they lost a House seat. Schwozzi, I think is how you say this guy's name. It's S-U-O-Z-Z-I. It was his congressional seat, and he won it back tonight. So they don't have all the votes in. They're at 83%, and he's up by about 13,000 votes. But all the news services have called it, and she has conceded to him. So the Democrats are going to get another number on their side, which means that Republican majority is going to shrink even more. So it's going to be curious to see what's going to happen. It's a good thing, I guess, that the House was able to get their impeachment of Secretary Mayorkas done today, because it looks like they're probably not going to get a lot done moving forward. It's going to be interesting to see how they're going to play and what they're going to get done, if anything, because it seems like the Republicans in the House and the Republicans in the Senate are on two different marching orders as to what they want to get done. They can't seem to agree on border packages. They can't agree on Israel money, Ukraine money, Taiwan money. They just can't seem to agree on much of anything. So I guess the good news for us is go and do no harm. You know, if they don't pass anything, the good news for us is they're not going to make your life any worse. That's kind of good. I'll take that. It's funny with Missouri. You have the House that seems to be getting some things done. Representative Phil Christofanelli from the 105th District in St. Charles County was on with us earlier tonight. And Phil was actually talking about the House is getting some things passed on the Missouri House side. Now, when you go to the Senate is getting to be the thing of who wants to filibuster today. At the beginning of the Missouri Senate, you had Republicans who were part of the used to be conservative caucus, is now Freedom Caucus. And they had about 7 members. They're down to 6. But they've got 6 members now as part of this Freedom Caucus. Now, if you don't pay attention to the Missouri Senate, don't feel bad. You really haven't missed anything other than some soap opera type stuff that's been going on. But there are 34 senators in the Missouri Senate. 10 of them are Democrat. The other 24, if I did my math correctly, growing up in Arkansas, are Republican. Now, as I talked about before, Democrats tend to stand together whether they disagree or not. They tend to vote as a block. Republicans vote as a storm. And you can finish the rest of that phrase, but they just can't seem to get it together. So you had the Freedom Caucus folks who didn't get what they wanted with IP reform the way that they wanted it. So they started filibustering everything. Well, now they're coming back and they're trying to get some stuff done. And the Democrats have decided they're going to filibuster and they're going to hold things up. I'm curious if they're going to get anything done over the rest of this year, because whether you've got the Freedom Caucus people who are going to filibuster or you've got the Democrats that are going to filibuster, at the end of the day, none of them are going to get anything done. Here's the interesting thing that I'm curious about. So initiative petition is what IP reform is. And what that really is they want to make it harder to amend the Missouri Constitution. It is one of the easiest processes to amend the Missouri Constitution as it is any constitution in any state in America. Missouri has one of the easiest processes, and generally, you would want it to be hard to amend your constitution. You can pass bills, and you can do all kinds of different things to put laws in place, but it doesn't have to be in the Constitution. Not everything has to be in the Constitution. But they're trying to get it to where it becomes harder. Now, the folks who want to make Missouri more abortion-friendly are out gathering signatures right now, and they're going to put an abortion amendment in the Missouri Constitution on the ballot later on this year. Whether it's going to be August or whether it's going to be November, we don't know yet, but they're going to do it on one. And a lot of folks who've said, with law degrees, have said, you know, even if the Senate passes this initiative petition reform, it's not going to be the new law that's going to they're going to have to play under. So it's going to be interesting. There's going to be lawsuits because we've got a lot of lawyers and they need to make some money. We've had a great time hanging out tonight. I hope you have. Thanks for hanging out on At Your Service. I will be back here next Thursday, so you get a break from Mike Elam for a while. Matt's pretty happy about that. You guys have a wonderful week, and I will catch you back later. Mike Elam, At Your Service, on News Talk 1120, KMOX.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.